Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girlfriend, I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode because we're going to talk about a little bit of a different perspective on why you're going to have to go for it, right? And I don't like to tell you, you should do this, you shouldn't do this. This is not a prescriptive type of podcast, right? This is a come with me, let's figure this out together. Not a look at me, I've got this all figured out kind of podcast. But I think this is going to help you raise the necessity to want to show up. And I loved this perspective that I actually got from a book that I'm reading right now. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know I like to think of us like we're girlfriends, like we're chatting over coffee or a glass of wine, or my personal favorite, we're having spicy margaritas. So this is something that I would have texted you as a friend and then would want to talk about over coffee or wine or a spicy margarita or a fun walk. So we're going to talk about this topic today. I'm so pumped about this. So before we do, I do also want to make sure that you know about a totally free way for us to connect outside of this podcast and for you to connect with listeners from all across the globe, which is our free, totally free, Empower Her Podcast listener community. It's a Facebook group. I do live Q&As in there. We do fun giveaways and contests. There's lots of connection threads for you to get to connect with like-minded people. And all you have to do is text free group to 512-548-2728. Again, text free group to 512-548-2728. If you're on my free pump up text list, it's the same number. Just text free group there and I'll get you the link. Just wanted to tell you that because maybe you won't be able to check the show notes because you're cruising down the freeway or you're like, it's cold outside. You're trying to walk your dog. You're like, I don't want to take my hands out of my gloves. Like, okay, whatever. Text free group. We got you. Now let's get into the juice. I want this to be a short, saucy little perspective shift type of episode. So buckle up. We're diving in. Last night, I read this passage in Elizabeth Gilbert's book, Big Magic, which if you haven't read it, it's really juicy. I'm not all the way through it yet, but I really, really like it so far. And it stopped me in my tracks. She said, I believe inspiration will always try its best to work with you. But if you're not ready or available, it may indeed choose to leave you and search for a different human collaborator. I'm going to say that one more time or you're going to have to hit back 30, okay? I believe inspiration will always try its best to work with you. But if you're not ready or available, it may indeed choose to leave you and search for a different human collaborator. And I love this first and foremost. It's the idea of kind of thinking that ideas are circulating around and they land on people. And if you choose to go for it, it's your idea. You're the human collaborator versus if it chooses to land on somebody else and they go for it because you were to, you know, wait until you were quote unquote ready, which never happens, to go for it. Like they get to have that idea, right? Like she goes on to kind of explain this with more context of like, you know, one day you wake up and this idea that you had for a book or a movie or a song or a business or a restaurant or, a group, a community, whatever, a product, you see it come to fruition. I remember even like, honestly, years ago, it must've been like 10 years ago, my fiance Sina and his friend had this idea for circle ice cubes to be used in drinks, like big circle ones. And we never saw them anywhere. And then all of a sudden you see them everywhere. And I was like, it was like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago that he thought of this random idea. And I love to think about this where like maybe it landed on him for a second, but he didn't take action. So then it moved on to the next person. Right? And that can make some people mad. And hopefully that's not making you feel frustrated. But I think it just helps us take responsibility. It's like if an idea lands on you and your gut is telling you, ooh, like I'm uncomfortable. Sometimes you got to get uncomfortable in order to make a change. So sometimes when that idea lands on you and you have that discomfort, we choose to make that mean that we're not capable or we're not worthy or we're not quote unquote ready or we're not qualified. But it's like, wait a second. You're uncomfortable because maybe that's your body giving you a gift that it's time to make a change. You've got to go for it. Of course, you're going to feel uncomfortable at the beginning when you're doing something you've never done for the first time, right? When this idea feels bigger than you, right now we're in the works of signing contracts for my first ever big live event. Like, I've never hosted a huge live event like what we want to do, which of course I'll keep you in the loop on all of that as soon as everything's signed and ready to rock. But like, I have to become a different person in order to accomplish that big dream and vision. Like, it feels physically uncomfortable when an idea lands on your heart, like this idea of the type of event that I want to host landed on my heart. And I was like, ooh, I physically feel this in my body. I could easily say, you know what? I don't have time for it. Oh, I'm not ready for it. I'm not qualified for it. Right. And of course, there's a time and season in your life to start certain things, but it's asking yourself, is this thing on your heart that you want to do, is it something that you need to take action on? Because if you don't, you're going to see someone else do it. And this is not a scarcity mindset approach, because I actually have a very abundant mindset. And I'm sure Elizabeth Gilbert does too, the author of Big Magic. But I do think it's a really cool concept to think about, to create this necessity that when an idea is on your heart, it's because it's for you. You're also gifted the resourcefulness to figure it out, but you're gonna have to take action, right? And it creates this sense of urgency of starting so that you can get feedback. And from feedback, then you can learn, do I like this thing? Do I not like this thing? Is this a good idea? Does this feel aligned? Does it not? And then at least you don't have to get to the end of your TBD amount of days here and have shoulda, woulda, couldas, or regret, or see everybody else do the thing that you wanted to do, but you told yourself you didn't know how. The how figures itself out along the way. It's the why, right? It's like saying, "Ooh, I got this feeling. I want to do this thing," right? Maybe some other people don't get it, but again, it's not their job to believe in you. It's your job to believe in you. Right? Maybe it's just about saying, okay, ideas are circulating around, career ideas or goals about your, you know, health and fitness or the type of marriage that you want to have or this book that you want to write or this product that you want to launch or this business you want to start or this change you want to make or this totally unconventional life path that you want to take, whatever. Ideas are floating around, right? Think about it physically. I love this imagery. It lands on you. Now, it's your responsibility. Yes. There are so many people doing similar things that there's so many options out there of how you can approach something. Nobody can do it your way. But what I don't want for you is for you to wait around for the perfect circumstances, the perfect time, for everything to be lined up in order for you to take action. It's never going to be perfect. You're never going to feel qualified, because you've never done it before. And we talk about this on the podcast all the time. But so often I get asked this when I'm even interviewed on podcasts or speaking to different communities, like, but I don't feel qualified. And I always say, duh, of course you don't feel qualified for that vision or that dream. You haven't done it yet, right? The whole point of having this idea land on you and saying, you know what? I'm going to go for this. I don't know how, but I'm going to do this. Is that just taking that 5 seconds of bravery to freaking get going and then promising yourself that you're not going to tell yourself BS stories that don't serve you. You're not going to label the space between where you are now and where you want to go with crappy things like, oh, I'm never going to get there, or I'm not the person that who can do it, or she's so much better than me. Instead, you're going to say, this idea was put on my heart for a reason. And then you're going to say, what's the first best step? I'm not going to feel qualified, but every single time I take the first best step, again and again, the next best step, and tiny little steps in the right direction, girl, that is how you qualify yourself. That is why you got to call your shot. That is why you have to start when you're sweaty and awkward and don't know how, because there is a future version of you that's 6 months down the road, 1 year down the road, 2 years down the road, that's going to look back at you now and be like, thank you, girl. Freaking thank you for being brave enough to go for it when you didn't know how. Thank you for not letting the how stop you. Thank you for not making up BS reasons that you don't have time. You can make it happen if you're gifted this on your heart. If this idea lands on you, it's because it's for you. You got this. I'm rooting for you. If this episode hits home with you, or this concept hits home with you like it did with me, will you please tag me on Instagram at Keisha.Fitzgerald is my handle. And then also you can go follow the She Goes Company account at shegoes.company. We post fun quotes and stuff over there. But tag me and let me know if this hit home with you. I literally read it in my book last night and I was like, ooh, I got to get up in the morning and record a podcast for the girls because I think this is really going to resonate. So with that being said, I'm rooting for you. We're in this together, and I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.